It's Wednesday, October 16th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in the Muslim-majority nation of Algeria, Africa, whose northern border touches the Mediterranean Sea, ordered the closure of two of the largest churches in the nation, reports International Christian Concern. According to a report from Morningstar News, a 500-member Protestant church in Makuta and the 1,000-member Protestant church of the Full Gospel of Tizi Ouzo were shut down yesterday. They were closed under a 2006 law that mandates that any non-Muslim worship must be conducted in specific designated buildings. However, no church has received official permission since the passage of the law. In an exclusive interview with ABC's Amy Robach, Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, defended his $50,000 per month salary as a member of the board of directors of Burisma, a Ukrainian gas company, while his father served in the Obama administration. Biden's employment is at the heart of the Trump impeachment inquiry.
What were your qualifications to be on the board of Burisma?
Well, I was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak for 5 years. I was the chairman of the board of the UN World Food Program. I was a lawyer for Boies Schiller Flexner, one of the most prestigious law firms in the world.
You didn't have any extensive knowledge about natural gas or Ukraine itself, though.
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice president.
Of course. Yeah, no.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position. If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not.
In last night's fourth Democratic presidential debate held in Ohio by CNN, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota challenged Senator Elizabeth Warren's refusal to admit that her Medicare for All plan will necessarily require raising taxes on the middle class.
At least Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that. And I think we owe it to the American people to tell them where we're going to send the invoice.
In the latest Project Veritas undercover expose, a CNN contractor in Washington, D.C., secretly recorded months' worth of meetings with CNN President Jeff Zucker, who seems to have a singular obsession of pushing the impeached Trump narrative while leaving other news virtually uncovered.
My name is Kerry Porch. I'm a satellite uplink technician. I'm a contractor at the CNN Washington, D.C. Bureau. I decided to wear a hidden camera. I decided to secretly record the 9 a.m. rundown call meetings, and it's basically run by Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN. There was a strong groupthink that permeated through the halls, and that everyone was on board the, you know, I hate Trump train.
Listen to CNN President Jeff Zucker.
Let's just stay very focused on impeachment. Don't lose sight of what the biggest story is. I don't care about the MSNBC event, okay? I don't care about him. Let's just stay very focused on impeachment.
A Canadian court has ruled that a 14-year-old girl will continue with hormone replacement therapy in order to pretend to be a male against her father's wishes, reports the Daily Signal. The court ordered the father to use the child's chosen pronouns, which are now male. This means that if the father uses his child's birth name or referred to his child as a girl, her biological sex at birth, it would be labeled, quote, family violence, end quote. This confused young woman would be well advised to follow the counsel of Proverbs 23, verse 22, which says, listen to your father who gave you life. And finally, testimony from a longtime pro-life advocate about the grisly reality of the abortion industry riveted jurors in the Planned Parenthood baby body parts RICO trial now taking place in San Francisco, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Planned Parenthood Federation of America brought the suit after the Center for Medical Progress released undercover videos in 2015 exposing the abortion giant's trafficking in aborted baby body parts. Alban Romberg, one of CMP's three founding board members, testified that at one abortion mill, quote, at a regular appointed time, a FedEx truck would come and would remove various numbers of special refrigerated gel pack containers. So it was pretty apparent to anybody that this particular place was trafficking in the baby parts. End quote. Romberg discovered that Advanced Bioscience Resources was purchasing the baby parts and that they were likely being resold to conduct a study on baldness. He said, quote, they were scalping the babies and taking their scalps and grafting them onto immune-suppressed mice and then using various pharmaceuticals on these humanized mice to treating baldness. End quote. Numbers 32, verse 23 says, you may be sure that your sin will find you out. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, October 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.